The Bay Area is a densely populated, complex urban environment. 7 million people, 9 counties, and 26 different forms of public transportation.
Alameda-Oakland Ferry.
Samtrans.
Capital Corridor.
Altamont Commuter Express.
Golden Gate Ferry.
Vallejo-Baylink Ferry.
Caltrain.
BART.
AC Transit.
Muni.
Golden Gate Transit.
Valley Transportation Authority.
And they all have their own unique, sometimes mysterious ways of guiding you through the system.
2 cars, N, N. In 4 minutes.
I was on my way to my first day of work, and I actually got on the wrong side, and I went backwards towards SFO instead of towards San Francisco, where my job is.
Honestly, I've been here my whole life in East Bay, North Bay, South Bay. That's all kind of confusing.
We missed our stop, actually, by 7 stops. We just didn't know when to get off.
When they're taking public transportation, some of the first things people look for are signs. A sign's most basic function is to tell you where you are, where you're going, and what to do next. Yet in the Bay Area, informative signs like that are in surprisingly short supply. The Metropolitan Transportation Commission, or MTC, is trying to change that. The agency is in the process of revamping all of the Bay Area's transit signs. By the end of this year, you should see new maps, signs, and real-time transit information at 13 BART stations, a variety of Caltrain and light rail stations, the temporary Transbay Transit Center, and the 3 international airports. In this story co-produced by Lisa Ratner, KALW's Julie Kane set out to learn the art and science of helping people get where they're going.
2 car, M, followed by 1 car, M, in 3 minutes.
It's Hatem Mokhtor's second day in San Francisco. He arrived from Egypt yesterday and spent today seeing the sights in the city. Now, he's standing in front of an empty station agent's booth in the Embarcadero BART station, trying to get back to his brother's East Bay apartment.
I'm still want to ask someone how to get there, so I came here to, but there is no one here to ask, so I don't know. So I found you, so I will ask you how to get there. Walnut Creek.
Mokhtor pulls a crumpled BART map out of his back pocket, and we look at it together. What he needs is a Pittsburgh Bay Point train.
Now, you see the sign that's blinking in red?
Yeah.
That tells you the name of this train.
The name of this train?
Yeah.
There's many names?
Yeah.
Okay. I understand. But where is the color? Where is the color? If I saw the color, it's more easier for me.
Even in a new city, using public transportation should not be this hard. The system should be designed in a way that's totally intuitive. And there's actually a name for this. It's called wayfinding.
Wayfinding in general, you find it as part of the process for public spaces and cities and trails. Any place that you have users that are trying to connect with their environment.
That's Sue Labouvie. She's a graphic designer with degrees in architecture and psychology, and she's putting those skills to use redesigning the way we navigate the Bay Area's many transit systems. I meet her on the Embarcadero to look at some of the things she considers while doing this. She starts by talking about the station.
And you have Muni coming in there, and you have BART coming in there, and they're at different levels.
To the uninitiated, BART and Muni seem like they might be the same thing. Both are trains, and in stations like Embarcadero or Civic Center, both run underground, from the same station. Labouvie's job is to make the differences clear to anyone who walks in. It's part of a Metropolitan Transportation Commission project called the Transit Connectivity Plan.
It's helping you to find your way.
Jay Stodgy is a transit planner at MTC. He's in charge of the wayfinding project, and he says the goals are simple.
When you're at a point where you need some help, a decision point, where you need to make a decision which way to go, you can reference a sign, look at the sign, and go, oh, I go that way to catch BART. Oh, I go that way to catch Muni. Oh, then you don't really even need to read it. You get the arrow and you get the picture and boom, you go.
So it's all about reducing stress, increasing clarity. So you don't want people unhappy about missing their train because they couldn't find where the train was leaving from.
Back on the Embarcadero, Sue Labouvie sees an example of this problem right where we're standing. A huge part of the city's transit network is literally under our feet. But looking around, it's not at all obvious how we'd even get to it, never mind use it.
You know, there isn't anything that really cues you to them except for the escalators that go down.
Up ahead, Labouvie points out a symbol that she hopes will soon be a common sight. It's a bright orange circle with a little letter I in the center. Even in a crowded urban landscape, it stands out. You can see it from at least a block away.
So something that's strong in the environment, like you can see that orange. Now they've used something that people can see from a distance, so they can go right there and say, all right, I know that I'm going to, this is where I can get my transit information.
The next step is to give them that information in a way that makes sense and is easy to read. Under the orange eye, there's a kiosk of maps called a transit information display. This is another key part of the project. Bus lines and streetcars, BART stops and ferry terminals, Caltrain and AC Transit are all clearly laid out. On the other side is fare information and schedules. It's much more comprehensive than what we're used to, especially on BART.
I think the BART station signage originally was very minimal because it was for commuters. They knew where they were going. They took the same route all the time.
I asked Labouvie to take me down into the Embarcadero BART station.
We come down the stairs and immediately, like an airport, we immediately see an overhead sign. There's only really one word on there. It says Metro. And the rest are icons with arrows. We're looking at pictographs, basically. So there's a picture of a BART ticket. Next to that is a square with an orange circle with the little eye in it. That's an information.
It's like a trail of breadcrumbs.
It is. Now we're just more sophisticated in the yellow brick road.
In the next few months, visitors and locals alike will hopefully find transit a little easier to navigate. It may not be quite as obvious as a yellow brick road, but it's a goal to shoot for. For Cross Currents, I'm Julie Kane.
Ask somebody.